I'm Giselle. I have been here for 3 years ago. I love being here. Even with extreme weather, as they call Colorado's weather, the people here are so nice, friendly, open-minded, so I feel lucky being here. I brought this George Michael baseball tee from his 25th live concert in Miami in 2008. It has the picture of George Michael with a guitar, and you can wear it with, you know, with jeans, with shirt, with leggings, with, well, actually I wear it with everything, you know, with also with a dress and all as a pajama. When the last, you know, the last moment I wore this as a pajama. I remember that time of the 80s as one of my best moments. The parties, the fashion, movies, and of course, music. One of my favorite bands was WOM. They were super happy band, colorful videos, the fashion trend. I love it all because it was so colorful, you know, the videos, it was so funny, so happy. So the people, it was like, you know, at the concerts or maybe, you know, like just, it was my first, let's say when I recorded the VHS, I remember the VHS. So it was, I recorded at my VHS video, so I kept it with me all the time. That's what I love, and of course the music. I became a fan, a really fan of this band, and I follow them and its entire process until George Michael became a soloist. I was a fan of him, well, actually, since he started, knowing he's a British, no? London band, a British band, and I love all the, you know, his movements. Yeah, I love his style, you know, all the time. So when I saw the concert announced in Miami at his webpage, of course, I have to be there. Yeah, because I live in Mexico, so I have to travel there. I told my friends, but no one was as fan as me. So my husband, as an emotional support, traveled with me, and yes, of course, we bought tickets in the front row. I had to see him face to face. Then the concert started and I couldn't believe it. I sing, dance, sing again and again. I didn't sit at any time at all. It was George Michael and I. At that moment, the concert, it was like, oh my God, amazing. It was the new trend that is like LEDs all around the, you know, the stage. It looks like it was like the huge, when he started like singing, which one is that? Freedom or something? It was like the whole world around him. So it looks like you were part of the stage. And also it sounds like, because it seems like it has, he's gonna come from a helicopter. So it sounds like something like that. And it's like, he's just like going down to the stage and it's like, so, it was amazing. All the people, like, it was screaming out loud. Oh my God, it was my favorite concert. It was like, yeah, my, because I love him, but also the, you know, the people, it was so, how is it, overwhelmed. Also, for, you know, it was diversity. So, from all kinds of people you can imagine, but it was so friendly. You know, it was really, really, really nice concert. That's what I love this guy, because it's like, it was for all of the people. It's not just one, how is it, one public. It's from families, boys, girls, whatever, kids, couples. Nobody wanted to leave. We kept applauding for him to return the stage, but it was so late and we should let him go. When the concert ended, we went to dinner and my husband gave me the shirt. It couldn't be at a better time. From that moment, I didn't stop wearing until I didn't fit anymore. it's actually, it's so trending nowadays, no? It's like, even if it was, even if I bought this, but my husband bought this, like, many years ago, right now, I think it's, it could be perfect for anyone. It's a trend right now, actually. So, yeah, it's a vintage. When I touch the shirt, it reminds me of that moment, the whole experience, and I will never forget. I keep it in a very special place. In all my moves goes with me because it is an important part of a great time of my life.